For too long, menopause has been treated like a one-star experience on Yelp, something to endure rather than understand. Most women navigate this transition with no guidebook, armed only with vague expectations of awfulness. Our culture treats menopause not as a natural phase, but as a pre-death, a time when women supposedly become irrelevant. This knowledge gap isn't just unfortunate, it's dangerous. With over 70 million American women currently 45 or older, menopause isn't a niche issue, but a public health crisis of misinformation. Speaking openly about a menopausal body in a world that would rather pretend older women don't exist may be the greatest feminist act of all. The silence around menopause is particularly harmful because most women will spend one-third to one-half of their lives postmenopausal. What if, instead of dreading this transition, we saw it as an opportunity to reclaim our narratives and embrace a new chapter of life? The term menopause itself reveals medicine's patriarchal origins, coined in 1812 by a French physician combining Greek words for month and cessation. Despite the name, menopause isn't a pause, but a permanent end to menstruation, typically occurring around age 51, confirmed only after 12 months without periods. Unlike puberty with its rituals and open discussions, menopause remains shrouded in secrecy and negative stereotypes due to medicine's neglect of women's health and society's discomfort with aging women. The most harmful myth suggests menopause is merely an accident of modern medicine, extending women's lives beyond their natural reproductive years, essentially reducing women to their reproductive function. This life expectancy myth misrepresents history. Ancient Greek and Roman physicians documented menopause occurring around 50, proving menopausal women were common thousands of years ago. Women reaching 45 in pre-modern times often lived into their 60s or 70s. Modern advances have primarily extended life beyond 70, not created menopause. Far from being a biological mistake, menopause represents an evolutionary superpower. While most mammals die shortly after losing reproductive capacity, humans benefit tremendously from postmenopausal women's contributions to family survival, the grandmother hypothesis. Human pregnancy and childbirth represent significant biological investments with greater risks than other mammals face. Grandmothers, free from reproductive burdens, can gather food, provide shelter, and care for grandchildren. Historical records from 18th-19th century Canada and Finland show women with living grandmothers had more surviving children, especially when grandmothers lived nearby. Among the Hadza hunter-gatherers, postmenopausal women forage more than adult men, increasing efforts when daughters are breastfeeding. Female killer whales, one of the only other species experiencing menopause, demonstrate similar patterns. Grandmother whales increase grand-calf survival and excel at finding food during scarcity, living to 90 years while reproducing only until 40. This evolutionary understanding challenges patriarchal notions that women lose worth after reproduction ends. Postmenopausal women drove human evolution. We exist because of them, not despite them. Hot flushes and night sweats affect 80% of menopausal women. These measurable heat events occur when your brain's thermostat malfunctions, detecting overheating when your temperature is normal. Without estrogen's moderation, heat-sensing neurons become hypersensitive. The cooling response lasts 2 to 4 minutes. Blood vessels dilate, sending blood to the skin, creating that wave of heat across your face and chest. Sweat glands activate, heart rate increases, and blood flow to the brain decreases, often followed by chills. Some women experience these episodes 20, 30 times daily, creating a sense of losing bodily control. Research now shows hot flushes persist for over 7 years on average, not just 2 years as previously thought. The SWAN study identified 4 patterns: early onset symptoms that diminish after the final period, later onset, peaking around the final period, few or no symptoms, and super flashers experiencing symptoms for 10 plus years. Risk factors include ethnicity, African American women average 11 years, poverty, lower education, adverse childhood experiences, smoking, mental health issues, and caffeine consumption. Interestingly, over half of physiologically measured hot flushes go unnoticed, suggesting perception and cultural context significantly influence the experience. About two-thirds of women report cognitive difficulties during menopause, commonly called brain fog. Research shows these manifest as reduced information processing speed and decreased verbal memory. Think of it as your brain installing a new operating system. Things run slower during installation, but normalize once complete. These changes are typically temporary. Women initially outperform men in memory tasks before menopause, but this advantage diminishes during transition. Depression, anxiety, and sleep disturbances impact brain function, though hot flushes don't appear directly linked to cognitive changes. Depression affects up to 36% of transitioning women and is considered a medical condition. Hormonal fluctuations can trigger depression in vulnerable women whose brains struggle to adapt to changing hormone levels. Women entering menopause before age 45 face higher depression rates, with each two-year delay reducing severe depression risk by approximately 5%. Estrogen influences brain function by increasing cerebral blood flow, enhancing metabolism and connectivity between regions, helping clear beta-amyloid deposits associated with Alzheimer's, and boosting serotonin activity crucial for mood. However, women's brains remain fully capable without estrogen. Both prepubescent girls and postmenopausal women function effectively without hormone therapy. Menopausal hormone therapy, MHT, has a complex history of exaggerated claims and reversals. The term hormone replacement therapy misleadingly suggests estrogen deficiency is abnormal when it's actually natural. MHT is simply a medical intervention with specific risks and benefits. By 2001, 42% of menopausal American women were taking MHT, with Premarin becoming America's top-selling prescription drug. The Women's Health Initiative study in 2002 revealed a 26% increased breast cancer risk and higher heart attack rates. A 2007 reanalysis established the window of safety concept. Women starting MHT within 10 years of their final period had lower heart disease risk, while those starting later showed increased risk. Current guidelines approve MHT for women under 60 or within 10 years of menopause with no contraindications. It's appropriate for treating vasomotor symptoms, preventing osteoporosis, and addressing genital urinary symptoms. Benefits may include improved sleep, mood, and reduced risk of colon cancer and diabetes. However, starting MHT after 60 generally isn't recommended due to increased risks of heart disease, stroke, blood clots, and dementia. Understanding your body during menopause counters isolation. While hormone therapy questions are common, MHT is just one option, essential for some women, unnecessary for others. Many women experience justifiable anger during menopause when facing biology's unequal burden, from heavy periods to pregnancy complications to menopausal symptoms. Being female means navigating a unique reproductive journey. Our evolutionary compromise of large brains and upright walking exists because women physically bear this disproportionate burden. When society portrays menopause as lost youth and diminished value, remember it actually represents agency and voice. Menopausal symptoms don't negate its evolutionary advantage. Menopause isn't weakness, but evidence of strength. Without menopausal women, human lifespans would likely be shorter. Our female ancestors flourished beyond menopause, passing down resilience that flows through us. Your menopausal journey marks the beginning of a powerful new chapter where wisdom meets freedom from reproductive constraints.